SAFM values your views. Be an active citizen.
13 minutes after 4 o'clock, we're in conversation next with Vuyo Lufele, who is the regional secretary of NUMSA in the Western Cape. So leaders of the National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa say that the national leadership is interfering in the region's affairs. They also say that they are being targeted for their stance on the recent Congress that they want invalidated. The trade union held its 11th Congress last month despite attempts to stop it. The Western Cape region is one of two regions that stage a walkout during the Congress. So exactly is national leadership interfering? Vuyo, good afternoon, and thank you so much for making time for us. So what exactly do you mean that national leadership is interfering?
Hi, Adrian. You know, yesterday we were supposed to go to the arbitration for a staff member that was dismissed in the Western Cape, I think last year. And all of a sudden, the leadership, without consulting with us at a national level, while it is in the competency of the region to attend to that, they send somebody, a national official, to reinstate that person while she has caused damage into the organization and the leadership. And she continued to do so even after her dismissal through Facebook and so on. And because this person has been in the sectional group towards the Congress, the interdicted one, now she is given a reward by getting reinstated. You know, that for us, that is really an interference. Of course, she did not take the job because she's got an offer somewhere. But that stands, we have got clear policy that regional legal officers are the ones that must litigate on behalf of the organization. With that alone, it's clear that we are now targeted, that we are not going to manage the region. We are micromanaged, as if we are under administration, and we are not going to accept that.
So ordinarily, who has the powers to hire and fire in the regional office?
In the regional office, the region would request for advert, and they would interview, and they would use the executive committee to hire the person. And if the person commit misconduct, it is the regional office bearer's power to discipline that person.
Mm-hmm. And then when it comes to employment versus membership of the party, how is that different? And do you think maybe there is a conflating of the understanding of what an employer is and what a member of the union is?
No, the member of the union is different. It's paying subscription. An employee of the organization is employed through an advert and interviews proper processes and adopt and then confirmed by the regional executive committee.
Mm-hmm. So when a regional, let's say a member, for instance, who is in the Western Cape region is suspended, can that person's suspension be lifted by the party? Sorry, by the organization. At a national level?
If that person is going through the process and the regional executive committee suspends that person through disciplinary action, and that person can appeal to the national executive committee, then the national executive committee has got powers to lift that suspension or to confirm it. But earlier on, we were talking about an employed staff member where we were saying there is interference.
Yeah.
This one is different when you talk about a member.
Yeah, and I just wanted to get, excuse me, that particular distinction that, sure, when it comes to a member of a region, then national would have a role to play. But when it comes to an employee who is appointed by a regional office, you're arguing that there's limitations to that.
Yes, there are limitations. We have got a role to play there in the absence or without the interference of the national. It must be us who go to national for anything, not national come and interfere.
Okay, so what happens now? You said that the employee did not accept the offer to be reinstated. But now, of course, there is tension. There was also that 11th Congress that went ahead despite the court interdict, which they said that they've appealed. And based on their interpretation of the law, they were allowed to go ahead with it.
No. The Congress was interdicted. They were not allowed to go through. Even if the application to appeal had been declined, therefore they were not allowed to go ahead with the Congress. It was interdicted.
Yeah, but what happens now? Because the Congress did go ahead.
The Congress went ahead, and now we are approaching court. We have served the papers. They've got our papers, where we would we are going for application for the decisions of the of that Congress, all the resolutions, including nominations and election of the leadership, to be set aside.
Mm-hmm.
And also those who would have gone against the law in terms of being in how do you call this wording in contempt of court,
yeah,
ruling, those must be jailed.
Okay, then finally, Vuyo, is that considering this tension that is happening between the regions as well as the national mother body, how do you find a solution to this? Because sure, you can go to court, and for instance, let's say that the court says, sure, this the Congress must be set aside, and it must, and all the resolutions of the Congress are declared to be invalid, and it must be, there must be a rerun of it. The tensions itself would still remain. So how do you solve that particular part?
Look, I think we had opportunity to sit down and deal with these issues before these issues get to this point. The only solution to this thing would be to set egos aside from the leadership at all levels, and we sit down and we address the issues. And I hope that is not too late, because a lot have been had come out now. But the only solution, even courts will still leave us with tensions. But we would have to put set aside egos and sit down and rebuild the organization.
Thank you so much.
And focus the organization on its prime task.
Appreciate your time. That is the regional secretary of the NUMSA in the Western Cape. And as you've just indicated there, the tension amongst themselves, as well as the national leadership, and also what they call interference. And what will happen? Will the outcomes of the 11th Congress of NUMSA be set aside? And will they have to rerun that particular Congress, and also invalidating all of the decisions that were taken there, including the election of its top brass?